Masjid al-Sahla. Historically, this masjid has been the house of Prophet Idris alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also the place of the coming of Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, and it's also his resting place. We are told that Imam Zaman ajalallah farajah will make this his residence after his zuhur. All prophets have prayed here. There's a stone here which stores the images of all the prophets. It's also said that the heart of every mu'min is inclined towards this mosque. Hajats are fulfilled here, recommended to recite dua at tawassul here on the night of Tuesday. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to Abu Basir, "Abu Basir, you see me looking at the master of the age entering the mosque of Sahla with his people and family taking his position. Indeed, every prophet that Allah sent prayed in this mosque. Whoever spends time in it, it is as if he spends time in the tent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart of every believing man or woman desires to be there. In it is a stone on which is a picture of all the prophets. Allah will fulfill the desires of the one who prays in it and supplicates with pure intention. Allah will grant security from every fear to one who asks for it. Angels descend to visit and worship in it at all times." And Imam Ali Islam further went to say that anyone who prays 2 rakats in Masjid al-Sahla, Allah will increase his age by 2 years. Imam Sadiq Ali Islam also says that if you are distressed and you come to the mosque of Sahla, come here, pray 2 rakats namaz between Maghrib and Isha and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove your difficulties, and inshallah he will do so. When you come to this mosque, the same etiquette of every other mosque, which is to ask for permission to enter. But here there is a dua to be recited when you stand at the door of the mosque, to say Bismillahi wa billahi wa minallahi wa ilallah wa ma sha Allahu wa khayrul asma'u lillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Allahumma ij'alni min ummari masajidika wa buyutika. Allahumma inni atawajjahu ilayka bi Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad وأقدمهم بين يدي حوائجي فاجعلني اللهم بهم إندقا وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. اللهم اجعل صلاتي بهم مقبولة ودعاتي بهم مستجابة وذنبي بهم مغفورة ورزقي بهم مبسوطة وحوائجي بهم مقضية وانظر إليها بوجهك الكريم نظرة رحيمة أستوجب بها القرامة عندك ثم لا تصرف عني أبدا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار. ثبت قلبي على دينك ودين نبيك ووليك ولا تزغ قلبي بعد إذ هديتني وحبلي من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إليك توجهت ومرضاتك طلبت وثوابك وثوابك ابتغيت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت. اللهم فاقبل إلي بوجهك واقبل بوجهي إليك. In the name of Allah, by Allah, from Allah and to Allah, and whatever Allah wills, all the best names are for Allah. I depend on Allah. There is no power, no might except with Allah, the Most High, Most Great. O Allah, makes me amongst those who build your mosques and houses. I have turned to you by Muhammad and his family, and through them I present my desires. So make me, O Allah, due to them a notable person in your eyes in this and the next world. Make me amongst those close to you. Due to them, accept my prayers and my du'as. Forgive my sins because of them. Make my sustenance vast due to them. Because of them, accept my deeds. Look kindly at me, O most notable one, so that I deserve your honour. Then never turn away from me by your mercy, O most merciful ones. O the one who turns the hearts and sights, strengthen my heart on your path and that of your prophet and friends. Do not turn my heart away from you, having guided me, and bestow mercy on me from you, for you are the most giving. O Allah, I turn to you. I seek your pleasure and reward. I believe in you. I depend on you. Turn me and make me towards you. Then recite Ayat al-Kursi, Surat al-Nas, Surat al-Falaq. 7 times Subhanallah, 7 times Walhamdulillah, 7 times La ilaha illallah, and 7 times Wallahu Akbar. And then say, Allahumma laqal hamdu ala ma hadaytani, wa laqal hamdu ala ma fadhaltani, wa laqal hamdu ala ma sharaftani, wa laqal hamdu ala kulla balain hasan ibtalaytani. اللهم تقبل صلاتي ودعاتي وطهر قلبي واشرح لي صدري وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh Allah, praise be to you due to your guidance and that you elevated me. Praise be to you due to your honoring me. Praise be to you due to every good trial which you have tried me by. Oh Allah, accept my du'as and supplications. Purify my heart, expand my chest and turn towards me. For you are indeed the most forgiving and the most merciful. Then go into sajda and ask for your hajat. Go to the place located in the middle of the mosque known as the place of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. It's called Maqam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And once you have recited your two rakats namaz, then recite Ya man huwa aqrabu ilayya min hablil warid, ya fa'ala lima yurid. Ya man yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbi, salli ala Muhammadin wa ali. Wa hul baynana wa bayna ma yu'thina bi hawlika wa quwwatina, ya qafiyan min kulli shay wa la yaqfi minhu shay. أقفنا المحمة من أمر الدنيا والآخرة يا أرحم الراحمين. O the one who is closer to me than my own veins, O one who does what he wishes, O one who comes between a person and his heart, send your greetings on Muhammad and his family, come between us and what troubles us by your power and your might. O one who is sufficient over everything, but nothing is complete without him, remove our troubles in this and the next world, O the most merciful one. Then do sajda and ask for your hajat.